Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Manje sigcine kuleli viki eliphelile sikhuluma ngendaba ye Thursday. And manje tomorrow we know ukuthi we are remembering ilanga lokufa kuka Jesu. Manje this Thursday also kwenzeka okukhulu ngayo lona lo Thursday lezo uJesu Kristu ezoya esiphambanweni ngelanga elilandelayo. Today there are many events ezenzakalayo ngale langa lanamhlanje which we'll share about, and one of them is that although we were not born, but this was a day that when Jesus prayed for his disciple, then he also included us. Uma silfunda lapha kuJohane 17 kuverse 20 la uJesu Kristu athathe prayer wathi, my prayer is not for them alone, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Manje, before we continue with our message, I would like to remind us ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi sikhulekelwe noma ngabe sidlule intweni sikhulekelwe. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristu wasikhulekela. Uma yabakhulekela labantu, athi abafundi bokuqala, athi angikhulekeli bona kuphela, kodwa ngikhulekela nalabo abazobe belizwile lelizi abazolikhuluma bese bayakholwa. Manje kuverse 6 lithi aphinde uJesu lapho kuJohane 17 athi, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me after the world. Uyabona manje uJesu Kristu ngempela akagcina ngokusikhulekela, uye wambula uNkulunkulu kithi njengoba naye esho athi, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. Manje this statement isenza ukuthi sibuyele lapha John chapter 6 verse 44 la uJesu la ayethi, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. Manje we've learned that the verse ukuthi ukuze sibe kuJesu Kristu nokuthi uJesu Kristu abekithi, it is because uNkulunkulu has drawn us to him. Manje khona kulelo vesi njengoba uJesu athi, I have revealed you to them. Yes, uJesu revealed God to us in many ways. And one of the ways uJesu siyakhumbula uma efundisa abafundi bokuqala ebafundisa ngeLord's Prayer. Wathi uma bekhuleka, yithini our Father. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu babengamthathi njengobaba wabo. Manje uJesu uyarivila ukuthi uNkulunkulu is our Father. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, akasidalanga kuphela but is our Father. Siyazi ukuthi umuntu owubaba umsebenzi wakhe yini. And at the same time lapha kuncwadi yamaHebrew chapter 12 kuverse 9 athi umbhali wakhona, how much more would we submit to the Father of our spirit who disciplines us for our good that we may share in his holiness. What a privilege we have in Jesus, that uNkulunkulu draws us to Jesus, and Jesus revealed God to us, and God disciplines us to share in his holiness. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu aphinde athi uNkulunkulu lapho, he disciplines us for our own good. Manje uma uNkulunkulu as disciplina, he disciplines us for our own good. Manje today imessage yanamhlanje sikhuluma nge the day of preparation. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, the day of the preparation. Ha, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba manje tomorrow Friday, a day that uJesu Kristu ezoyohengwa esiphambanweni on behalf yethu izoni, his death may receive ukuthi ngokufa kwakhe singathola ukuphila futhi okuchichimayo. Manje going back to that Thursday eJerusalema, people were in pilgrimage coming from all over the corners of the earth. Manje there were Jews who came from Greece, and Jews who came from Russia, and Jews who came from Egypt, Jews who came from Ethiopia, and other places around Africa. How do we know that ukuthi bekukhona abantu ababephuma eAfrika? Kungoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngoSimon waseSirene, who was an African who helped Jesus to carry his cross to Calvary. Manje, for people to come from Africa to go and celebrate Passover in Jerusalem was not the first time. It was ngoSimon waseSirene. Sithola ukuthi ngesikhathi sikaSolomon kwaqala umuntu owapheva indlela kwakungu Queen of Sheba. And akugcinanga ngaye. Sithola ukuthi even after uJesu seke hambile enyukele ezulwini, siyathola ukuthi kwakukhona umthenwa kincwadi ka Acts chapter 8, lapho owayifunda incwadi kaIsaya engayiqondi, umoya engcwele wazowathumela ukuthi makuye uPhilip ayomchazela ngencwadi kaIsaya ekhuluma ngokufa kukaJesu Kristu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uthola ukuthi leli langa lanamhlanje libalulekile. Uma sibheka lana sisakhuluma ngendaba kaFiliphi eyochazela lo mtopiya, ngithanda ukuphuma endleleni kulento ebengiyikhuluma ukuthi manje imandate yokutshela abantu ngoJesu Kristu akusiyona eyengelosi. Imandate yokutshela abantu ngoJesu eyethu thina who are forgiven from our sins. Manje ingelosi, they were not forgiven. And manje, the good news kufanele kube yithi esitshela abantu. Manje bengizama ukuchaza nje lapho ukuthi bekungaqali ngoSimon waseSirene, bekungagcini ngaye futhi. Manje let us elaborate on this in the Bible history. There is a term esetshenziswayo uma sengichaza okunye ukuthi kwakuphuma abantu bephuma kuphi nakuphi. There's a term esetshenziswayo ebizwa ngokuthi it's a diaspora. Manje, the word diaspora means to be scattered abroad. This word describes the Jews who are living outside to Israel from Jerusalem. They went to Greece, they went to Persia, they went to Egypt, they went to Ethiopia and Asia Minor. We ask go to Maufiga Israel namhlanje. Kukhona amaJuda afana nami nawe ngekhala. And amaJuda lawo, most of them, they come from Ethiopia. Again, during this Passover feast, kuna maculo ayeculwa, special hymns that were taken from the book of Psalm. Hence the Bible mayikhuluma ngama book of Psalm kwenye indawo ithi they are the songs of ascent. We know that to ascend is to go up. So every road to Israel that goes to Jerusalem, noma ngabe iphuma ngakuphi from north or south to west, it's a road that goes up. Yes, Bati, these are the songs of ascent. Uma ufunda ku Psalm 120, they start from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. But they choose certain verses ngalelo langa uma ku celebrate the feast of the Passover. Manje, as we have touched the background of what was happening that day, as the Jews were celebrating their Passover meal, the other side, Jesus with his disciple were also celebrating. Mind you, this meal was to be eaten in the evening. Why? Because it reminds them, ngasese khathi bephuma eGibhithe baphuma ngobusuku. Manje, let us open our Bibles kwincwadi kaLuke. Lapho sizofunda khona i-tagli message yam ithi the day of preparation. Ngani ngoba in that verse esizoyifunda, that chapter, it repeats igama lethi preparation more than 4 times. And in fact, it was the final preparation of Jesus who would be led to the cross on Friday. Manje, let us read Luke chapter 22, from verse 7 to 22. Lapha lithi, the feast of the unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas called Iscariot, one of the 12. Manje siyabona ukuthi manje khona kuleli viki kulapho manje abanye mabefuna indlela yokuthi bangambulala kanjani lo Jesu babengazi ukuthi isikhathi vele sesifikile ene ngaphandle kwaloko uSathane into bengayifuni ukuthi uJesu Kristo ayobethelele siphambanweni ngani ngobe bengafuni ukuthi kugcwaliseke leli lizwe liku Deuteronomy nali lapha ku Galatia ukuthi cursed is a man who is hung on the tree. Manje when a man is hung on the tree engu Jesu Kristo, this is when the blessings of Abraham they come to the Gentiles. Manje uthema uSathane sekebona ukuthi manje ngathi isondele lento ngoba uke wayizama nayo wathi kuJesu Kristo amenda wenethile azilahlele phansi bake wayizama ukuthi abona laba bantu bazama ukumbeka entabeni bethi bayamlahlisela phansi wayengafuni uSathane ukuthi uJesu afe ngalendlela ngoba uyazi ukuthi yilendlela ezokhulula thina yilendlela ezokwenza mina nawe abezizwe sikwazi ukuba indlalifa zikaAbraham nathi sibe ngababusisekile. Manje lana lithi, and Judas went to the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consisted and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. When no crowd was present, it is because now they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying there. Then he found a way, ukuthi let us go there. Sikwazi ukuyomlanda lapho. Ngoba there was no crowd there. It was in the evening. And at the same time, siyakhumbula ukuthi wayina bafundi bakhe abathathu. Manje lapha ku verse 7 lithi, then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had been sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and make a preparation for us to eat the Passover. Verse 9, where do you want us to prepare for it? They asked. He replied, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciple? Manje siyabona ukuthi lana beyifana nani indawo abakuyo beyifana namhlanje sinama guest house. UJesu waprefera ukuya ku guest house ukuthi manje yena ayodla nabafundi bakhe ngoba siyazi ukuthi the very day Baba yedla bona is the very day nabakwa is nama ajuda aye busy the other side etafuleni nabo. Manje lana ku verse 13 lithi they left and found things just Jesus has told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles returned on the table, and he said to them, I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourself. Manje lapha uma silfunda again, lithi maliqhubeka. For I tell you, I will not drink again the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave and broke it and gave thanks. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But he hand over him who is going to betray me is with me on the table. Verse 22. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to a man who betrays him. Then they began to question themselves among themselves, ukuthi ubani loyo. Manje uma silibheka lana sithola ukuthi manje ithakile le yala eBhayibhelini ithi the Last Supper. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi manje actually it was not the Last Supper as such, because after iresurrection kaJesu Kristo Ujesu Kristu why breaker isinkwa wayidla iholy communion nabafundi bakhe. Uma sifunda ku Luke chapter 24 siyathola ukuthi lapho ke uJesu Kristu wayizovula ingqondo zabo emibhalweni, wayizovula namehlo abo kwizinto ezazikhulunywa in the book of Psalm nezakhulunywa uMoses. Manje it was not the last supper as such. Again, I would say kwi Revelation chapter 19 ku verse 9 ithi blessed are those who are invited in the wedding supper of the Lamb. Manje one day mina nawe uma senze kahle kulendlela esihambayo, uma sigijime kahle kulo gijima esinikezwe kona kule race esinikeziwe, we will take part of those who will be invited in the supper of the Lamb. Manje ku verse 14 wala ku chapter 21 lithi when the hour came. Manje, this hour was the most important hour of all the hours. Zesikhathi ezibezaba khona emhlabeni. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu has come ezofulfila isithembiso asenza. Even nasencwadini kaGenesis. Lapho uma from Genesis, uJesu Kristu kuzo zonke incwadi in the Old Testament uyavela. Manje, isikhathi besibalulekile. Ma uJesu Kristu ekhuluma ngaleli yure. Athi the hour has come. Manje sibone ukuthi uJesu Kristu lana uthini. Uthi I have eagerly desire to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. And uma sibheka the writer ye Hebrews chapter 12 ku verse 3 ithi consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men. For uma uJesu Kristu reached this hour, it was the hour of victory. Ngani ngoba he's facing face to face is suffering as he suffered. Aba disciple ka Jesu Kristu bewekwelinye isayithi njengoba sengishilo. Ama Juda ebekwelinye isayithi njengoba sesazi ukuthi bay celebrate ngelanga elilodwa. Manje la ngithanda ukuthi ama Juda mawe user ama cups ngaleso sikhathi se Passover feast. Sithola ukuthi bekudliwa kuqala kube mnandi kudliwe kodwa kukhona iwine elizosetshenziswa. Manje kumaJuda they would use the four cups kwi Passover feast. The first cup was a cedar cup lona elalisetshenziswa to cleanse the table. And at the same time besebenza to cleanse the table, the priest there would pray ebusisa leli tafule. Now the second cup ebebezoyiphuza is the cup of deliverance, which they remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu waba deliver from Egypt. And another cup is a cup of redemption, la uNkulunkulu redeem them from the hands of the enemy. Manje lapha i cup less 4 bebengaliphuzi, instead bebethi this cup ilindele ukubuya kuka Elijah kwesibili. And at the same time, they would even babeke isitulo ukuthi esi empty ababeliever ukuthi kuzohlala uElijah khona. Manje lapho bebethatha iscripture from Malachi chapter 4 that says, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great time and the dreadful day of the Lord. And yet uJesu Kristu ku Matthew 11 verse 14 ithi, if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah, ikhuluma ngobani, ngo John the Baptist. He is the Elijah who was to come. Manje, to clarify this, John, he came with the spirit ka Elijah to prepare for the first coming ka Jesu Kristu. And Elijah will come to prepare for the second coming ka Jesu Kristu, uma ebuya kwesibili. And a little leli lizwi, before the day of tribulation. Kusho ukuthi khona isikhathi sobunzima esizayo. And manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi kuzoba nepreparation yokubuya kukaJesu kwesibili. Uyazi namhlanje bangcwele, siyezwa abantu njengezinto ezenzekelayo. Hey uJesu uyabuya. Hey uJesu uyabuya. Yebo uJesu uzobuya. Kodwa kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi zenzeke before abuya. And at the same time, abanye abantu abadileye uJesu ukuthi abuye yithi. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristu angeke abuye abantu bengekasindiswa sifuna ukuhlala emabandleni singenzi lutho sifuna ukuthi masishumayela sibe sepulpiti asifuna ukuya ngaphandle sotshela abantu ngoJesu kuba nabantu esibakhethayo ukuthi lo angamfanelanga lo umfanele manje yithi esimdileyayo uJesu ukuthi abuye and uJesu ngeke azabuye until the scriptures are fulfilled ngani ngoba in the book khona in the Old Testament we see there are two trumpets that one trumpet stood for the people of Israel and another trumpet stands for us as the church of Christ ukuthi manje we are going to worship one God and we are going to worship one Jesus manje ke lezi zinto uthi uJesu ezenzekelayo umhele nje it's just umhele kufanele mina nawe sisebenze njengoba leli lizwi likhuluma ngokuthi uYesu Elijah before the day of tribulation hayile leso sikhathi bangcwele esobe sinzima kakhulu manje on another side uJesu Kristu sengidlulile kule sisakhuluma ngamacups esayidini likaJesu njengoba silifundile lapha yana ukuthi kwakubona babe namacup amabili kuphela and elithi elinye uJesu Kristu walithatha wabanikeza wathi sherani amongst you and this was a fulfillment and it symbolizes the cup of salvation ebhaliwe lapha kumahubo 116:13 elithi I will lift up the cup of salvation and call in the name of the Lord and the second cup was the cup that represent a new covenant njengoba uJesu asho athi lena I represent the blood in the new covenant. Awu siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi bangcwele sikwi covenant entsha. And njengoba sikwi covenant, sometimes siyanqotshwa sikwi covenant. And manje abantu bakwi covenant bengadingekanga ukuthi banqotshwe. Ngani ngoba sikhumbula noDavide uma eme phango Goliath wathi this is uncircumcised Philistine. Why esho lokho? Because wayekhuluma ngecovenant. Manje simbonga uNkulunkulu ekseni ukuthi manje into eyayenzeka ngengaleso sikhathi berounda lelo tafule kwakudliwa ene khona leyo Thursday bangcwele kwakuyilanga la uJesu Kristu owageza izinyawo zabafundi bakhe. And at the same time ngayo lona leyo Thursday kuyilanga le uJesu Kristu wayokhuleka eGetsemane and uma siyibheka lapho kuyilanga kokuqala uJesu Kristu walichitha khona igazi uyiyo yona leyo Thursday leyo before uJesu Kristu eyofakwa ejele emhumeni uyazi ukuthi uma ungaye Israel uzoyibona indawo ayingene kuyo iphansi imnyama wahlala ubusuku bonke ezokhululwa mina nawe siboshiwe esasiboshwe izinto zobumnyama manje lana siyabona ukuthi ngamathezeyi leyo kwenzeka izinto eziningi kuyila bambitraya khona kula wageza izinyawo zabafundi bakhe manje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle sisakhumbula lona lelo langa ukuthi mningi umsebenzi owenzeka ngalo lona lelanga uJesu Kristu uma ithathwa waqala wathatha on a Thursday wayolalela ejele uma evuka eyoma kwi-trial emele mina nawe ukuthi azosikhulula sikhululiwe bangcwele manje uNkulunkulu wenzile umsebenzi ulindele mina nawe ukuthi simvume uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu uNkulunkulu asenze kahle this is Apostle Gwen in Jesus name amen
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.